Good morning.
Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. I was just outside looking at the double rainbow.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, that was a little surprise shower. It didn't last very long, but, you know, we're thankful for every drop.
Well, I wish we could...
Has arrived.
Good morning. Someone else just joined Elaine and I?
Good morning, Elaine and Betty.
Oh, good morning, Steve.
Hope all is well.
Absolutely. How about with you?
I will be doing fine in just a minute after I catch my breath.
Has arrived.
How's everybody else been the last couple of weeks?
And did I hear Jeannie come on?
You did. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Drinking my Kenzen Vital Balance Shake.
Oh, that's always good.
Mm-hmm. Sharon Joanne?
Has arrived.
Arrived. So good morning, Sharon, Joanne.
Good morning.
None of you are well here. Does anybody have any thoughts or concerns before we get started? Anything they want to talk about? Anything on your mind?
Just another beautiful day.
That's a great thing. Well, I was reading in our paper about an article that says research finds red meat linked with type 2 diabetes. It says the 4th of July has become a holiday of fireworks and gluttonous meat consumption. But this year's protein pack-down comes with notes of caution. Red and processed meats that have been linked with heart disease and cancer now may be a major factor with another disease that's epidemic in the United States. That's type 2 diabetes. The American Meat Institute, excuse me, a national trade association that represents packers and processors of meat and poultry products, says 150 million hot dogs will be eaten on this week's holiday, and that is placed, and the dogs would extend from New York City to Los Angeles nearly six times or more than halfway around the world. That just absolutely blew me away. Science already has identified red meat, beef, lamb, and pork, and processed meats as contributors to cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks and strokes, as well as colon cancer. But a recent study by the Harvard School of Public Health says a new look at the 123,000 people involved
has arrived.
In a 20-year study, ending in 2006, found elevated red meat consumption to be linked with an increase in diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, either the body does not produce enough insulin or cells resist the effect of insulin, which is necessary for the body to be able to use glucose for energy. According to the study, increased red meat intake in a 4-year period resulted in increased diabetes in the following 4 years. When compared with a group with no change in red meat intake, the study showed that increasing red meat intake of more than a half serving a day
has arrived.
A deck of cards for 4 years was associated with a 48% elevated risk of diabetes in the subsequent 4 years. The association. Pardon me?
Oh, I'm just amazed that it was that high.
Right. It says the opposite was so true. Oh, that's okay. When meat consumption was reduced by more than a half serving per day, risk dropped, states the study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine Month. The U.S. Department of Agriculture characterizes meat from mammals as red meat, with poultry and fish described as white. The association of red meat and cardiovascular disease are quite clear, said Walter C. Willett, Harvard School of Public Health Chairman, Department of Nutrition. It does look as though replacing red meat with other major sources of quality protein, nuts, legumes, chicken, and fish is a good thing to be doing. But the American Meat Institute disagrees with the study's results and countered that meat is a nutritious part of a healthy, balanced diet, and we would expect nothing else, I'm sure. Have generated headlines. Meat to different ailments, it is important to remember. Conditions like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are complex that cannot simply be caused by any one food, Institute's Eric Mittenhall said. T. Colin Campbell, Cornell University Professor Emeritus of Nutritional Biochemistry, an author of 2 New York Times bestsellers, The China Study and the recently released Whole, W-H-O-L-E, says the healthiest diet excludes animal-based foods, including dairy. His research was the basis of the Hollywood 2011 documentary, Forks Over Knives. Protein, he said, is revered in America without merit. While one's diet should include 5 to 10% of daily calories in protein, the average American diet is 17% protein. Meat is a member of a class of food that doesn't do much good for anything, he said. Animal products, if they have any effect at all, tend to be not good. When animal products go up, these diseases go up, and it might not just be because people are consuming more animal food. They also are decreasing plant food. Meat, including chicken and fish, contain no antioxidants or complex carbohydrates. Animal protein raises cholesterol while having an effect on insulin for stimulating insulin resistance, he said. That's pretty much the article, other than if there's a local thing that says Jeffrey Cohen of Pittsburgh, executive director of Jewish Vegetarians of North America, cites 2 Old Testament Bible verses, Genesis 1:29 and Numbers 11:32. To 34, to a plant-based diet from a religious perspective. He said people who cherish good health should consider grilling veggies, fruits, and vegetables on the 4th of July. What the meat industry fears most is delicious plant-based dishes, especially for the 4th of July, he said. Put them on the grill and grill fruit and vegetables on the 4th, Mr. Cohen said. These are great alternatives to standard unhealthy hamburgers and hot dogs that we're accustomed to buying. So that's pretty much the article, but I just was amazed at 150 million hot dogs will be eaten on this week's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Yikes.
Betty, what is that article from?
It's from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I'm sure, I think it's a front page article. And I know you can go to Pittsburgh, to postgazette.com, and this is from 7-1. Very recent, so you should be able to pull that article without any trouble.
The Post-Gazette?
Yeah. It's POST-GAZETTE.
And what's the title on the article?
Research finds red meat linked with type 2 diabetes. It's by David Templeton.
Research finds red meat
linked.
What was that? Linked?
Linked with type 2 diabetes.
And his name again, please?
David Templeton, T-E-M-P-L-E-T-O-N.
Thank you. That was a good article.
Yeah, it's a super article. We had talked before, too, about that was an article on there's a new lettuce in town that I talked about. I can't remember what the name of the lettuce was at this point. But we had a discussion. Oh, it's called Salanova. And we were wondering, I think that must have been last week, last Wednesday or the Wednesday before we talked about it. And we're concerned that it might be genetically altered. And so I was trying to do a little bit of research on it, and somewhere in my going back through things, saw that this was a seed that was from Maine, company called Johnny's Selected Seeds, johnnyseeds.com out of Maine. And also, as I was trying to research that, and I have to go back and see where I saw it, but I had read that that was a seed company that was purchased by Monsanto. How do we know that a whole seed company like that would be purchased by Monsanto? I don't know how to really do that research. Mm. Anybody have any ideas?
I wonder if we could Google it or something. Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know that would pop up.
Probably not.
They're despicable, aren't they?
Down in Grant Street would probably have that information.
What was that, Steve?
Dunn and Bradstreet.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's come out at all, you could, you know, the first thing I do is just type in who owns and put the name of the company. Google it and just see. I mean, that would be by far the fastest if it comes back and says Monsanto.
Yes, first step, absolutely. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, the other thing that we had talked about and you mentioned, Char, was the sourdough starter recipe. And so I do have that, what I used, and we'll be happy to give it out if anybody's interested.
I think you should put it on. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I will
verbally.
Definitely
I meant verbally even.
I will give it verbally, but I will also put it on the blog sometime today so that it's up there for everybody. But has anybody else made it from the sourdough starter from scratch?
I did.
So you would have kind of a basic background of how this compares to what you've done previously.
I'm trying to remember. I have to find my book, whether I started. I read so many recipes, I can't remember which one I ended up doing, but I don't think, I'm not sure whether I boiled potatoes and started it with potato starch also. I don't remember, but I know I just added to it for, anyway, go ahead and give it.
This is not a potato starter one. This is just, you use 1.25 ounce package of active dry yeast, 2 cups of warm water at 110 degrees, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, and from what our discussion was before, I will be using spelt for any of this in the future to be adding. So it says, in a large non-metallic bowl, mix together the dry yeast, the 2 cups of water, and 2 cups of flour, and cover loosely. And I have a big measuring cup that I put mine in, and then I just cover it with, like I had mentioned before, the cheap shower cap that has the elastic in it so that it's loosely covered but still covered. Leave it a warm place to ferment 4 to 8 days, depending on the temperature and humidity of the kitchen. You can place it on a cookie sheet in case of overflow. And check it occasionally. When bubbly, the mixture has a pleasant sour smell. It's ready to use. If mixture has a pink, orange, or any other strange color tinge to it, throw it out and start over. Keep in refrigerator covered until ready to bake. When using starter to bake, always replace with equal amounts of flour and water mixture with a pinch of sugar. I don't always add a pinch of sugar to mine either.
Have not at all, except maybe I did at the very beginning again. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's the only time I have really used sugar. I've not gone back to that at all, even though it says it in this particular recipe.
I mean, in the basic recipe, she didn't read that.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, Anita, I thought I had put a little bit in there, and maybe I did put like a quarter teaspoon or so in there. But the recipe didn't call for that. It just mentioned it later.
Okay.
So the idea is if you use a cup of starter, replace with 1 cup of water and 1 cup of flour, and mix well and leave out on the counter until bubbly, then you can refrigerate it.
You know, I will say that mine, it was easy when I knew that I was going to be giving some of it away. I just, did a half a cup of flour, half a cup of water every day for like 10 days after I got it going and knew that it was working good. And you can do that. And the reason I started doing that was that favorite bread company, French Meadow Bakery in Michigan, they had right on their label that we feed our starter every day. Well, they would have to if they were baking a lot of bread. But,
sure.
You know, that was their comment in print, and that's what made me think, well, if they feed it every day, why can't I feed mine every day?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And I did have mine setting in the oven with the oven light on, and it's still setting in the oven. I don't put it in the refrigerator. I did once when we were gone for 2 weeks. That's the only time I've refrigerated it.
I don't put mine in the refrigerator either. And since I only make half the recipe for the bread, I use a half cup of the sourdough starter in that recipe for part of the water. So that's, I'm replacing, when I take that out, I replace with a half cup of water and a half cup of flour. And just put it back in the oven and let it sit after I'm finished baking the bread.
That's exactly what I do.
So I know we've said before about if a clear to light brown liquid has accumulated on top, don't worry. Just stir this back into the starter. And it does I don't think it's a case of if you find it on there. It will be there. The brown liquid is there to be stirred back in.
Yeah, mine's always there too, Betty.
So this recipe says feed once a week with 1 cup of water and 1 cup of flour. And then it says, and 1/4 cup of sugar, which, like I said, I haven't done at all.
Not a quarter cup.
You know, that would be, well, I don't use any of it, so.
No, but you said 1/4 cup, I think.
Yes, that's what the recipe calls for when you feed it once a week to put 1/4 cup of sugar in there.
1/4 cup of sugar?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd said 1/4 teaspoon before.
No, a cup it calls for.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's horrendous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have that kind of just scratched off on my recipe because, like I said, I don't do that, and that will not be on the one that I post.
You know, it could be have something to do, too, with the fact that we're using a whole grain flour and not an all-purpose white flour. Maybe sugar needs that to feed off of, so it's got something to work on. I mean, maybe the yeast fermenting needs it.
Yeah, well, I'd heard done with other recipes that I dealt with before I switched over to this way of eating. I know when I made breads that they called for some sugar in it for the yeast to get started. With just regular bread baking, but
I did too.
Not a sourdough, you know? Not a sourdough. So that's it. That's the recipe, and like I said, I'll put it on Steve's, on the blog. And anybody that wants it will be able to get it there. Anything else? Any concerns? Thoughts?
My only thought is, does anybody have a 4th of July recipe they're going to make, a favorite one that's become a part of what they do? Nancy, I know you made that salad one several times. Are you doing that again this year?
You're talking about the pasta one?
No, that one that I thought kind of looked like a Jell-O salad.
The red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Oh, but that had, what did it have in it? Something dairy.
Oh, white, it did?
I made that years ago. It was really good. It was cool to have the red, white, and blue. But
I thought we substituted something in that.
I'm trying to remember what we used for the white. Was it just milk? I don't remember. I haven't made that. I don't think I've made that since fished.
Yeah.
But I'm going to grill or put them in, roast them in the oven, some vegetables. Mindy brought me red beets, so I have that and zucchini and whatever else I find.
Oh, that'll be good.
Anybody ever grill watermelon?
Mm-mm. No.
I heard that on TV and I thought, that's a new one.
Nope, I haven't tried that. So I did that recipe that I put on the blog for the edamame and rice wasabi salad I did make. And while that turned out really nice, although I think I didn't have wasabi paste. I got wasabi that was powdered and then made paste out of it to add to it. And I started out very slow because in what the amount I was using because I didn't know how strong, you know, the paste that I made up from the dry would be compared to what I would even buy that was already in paste. But it was absolutely delicious. It makes a large amount so that it's okay to take someplace. And I just totally enjoyed it. Actually, I still have some here that I use basically for lunch or dinner. So a good one to try. And then I'm going to make those. I put the recipe on there for the hamburgers, veggie burgers that I'm going to make to have for the 4th as well. So let you know how they turn out after I make them.
Are we having a call tomorrow, Char?
I think I'm okay. I don't think I have to be up at the field. My granddaughters solicited me for all day at the booth so they can have their booth to sell feed bags or bags made out of feed bags that they've sewn up. So I'm sure I'm okay as far as I know. If Jeannie is tied up with her. I don't know.
I can be here.
Okay. Well, good. Then I'll probably be here too.
Yeah.
Hate to miss anything.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. I'll be back, Jeannie.
Okay. Good call, Betty.
Yes, it was. Yeah, thank you. That was great.
Thank you all for your participation. We'll talk tomorrow with
Jeannie.
Okay. Thanks,
Ben.
Have a great. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.